Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, well, hey, 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 hey. Great, great. Oh, man. What can I say? Hey, as always, such a privilege and an honor to have my grandson introduce this show. And I just love him so much growing up in the world of entrepreneurship and learning how to do planning and decision making and all of those great and wonderful things. And, hey, what can I say? It's just great, great, great. When you have your family involved, what you're doing. And, hey, we have a great show for you this evening, and we're glad that you took time to tune in and to participate in what we are sharing today in terms of this particular show. And the show's topic and title is Effective Ways to Use Social Media for Your Business. And, you know, you know, very rarely I have guests on the show. You know, I do seek out guests at times, and those of you out there that's listening that might want to become a guest in the future, you know, we'll tell you how you can do that. But I very rarely seek guests simply because I want to make sure when I do bring somebody on, there's somebody that is qualified to speak to people about the subject matter at hand. And so we do have a guest this evening that, you know, hey, is qualified to speak at the subject matter at hand, effective ways to use social media for your business. And, you know, we're just so thankful and honored to be able to do that. And, again, before I bring up our guests and tell you a little bit about them, I want to thank the 41,760-plus listeners who have listened to a show here on Home-Based Business 101, truly making this listener-supported radio. This topic tonight is very is very significant simply because originally when I wanted to do radio, I was looking at doing radio from a traditional platform, living in the Baltimore, Maryland area, and it's a populous radio platform there with you know, hey, great person, Ms. Kathy Hughes with WOL. And a family member told me, you know, you still got to build a listening audience. You might want to consider internet radio. I said, internet radio? He said, yeah, so many different social media platforms out here to do so many different things. You need to think about checking that out. And that was back in November of 2007. And I'm just so glad I did. I mean, the journey has been great. And have been able to do a lot of things with that journey. The gentleman that we're bringing up this evening to share with you is gentleman, Mr. William Jackson, out of the Florida area, who has a wealth of knowledge, experience, and credentials, because that's important. Sometimes, you know, hey, people say they know something, and, you know, you need to know, can people back up what they know? Who is going to, you know, just share with us information around this topic that can help people out here who are looking to endeavor in this field. And, you know, I really like the name of his company, Jedi. I mean, it takes me back to my Star Wars days, and me and my grandson always have a thing where we do with May the Force Be With You. And so, Mr. Jackson.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay, great. You're going to share with us the concept of technology integration, entrepreneurial growth with technology for business branding and marketing. Hey, Mr. Jackson, thanks for being with us tonight. And, you know, just share with our listeners before we get into some of the bullet points that we want to cover. What makes you qualified to be able to share with people the information that we have at hand about the effective ways to use social media for your business. What is it that you know about social media?
All right. Well, I appreciate the intro, and I want to thank you again for allowing me to be a guest on your show. So just sharing the information that I have and the content, you know, I'm very humble and proud to be here to talk to your listeners. One of the things I just want to emphasize is, number one, I'm not trying to sell anybody anything. I don't want anybody to try to purchase anything from me. I just want to share information. And my background is in education. I have over 20 years teaching in public school. I teach down here in Jacksonville, Florida, with Clark County Public Schools. I'm an engineering and a STEM teacher. So if people aren't familiar with that, STEM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So basically at the elementary level, we teach students using the integration of technology in all those areas, with the emphasis of reading and mathematics. To go along with that, I also in the community down here in Jacksonville conduct workshops on social media, cyberbullying, bullying, the safe uses of social media for teens and adults. My background is pretty extensive. Just to give you a short little bit of information, I work with the Florida Department of Education with a department called CERN, that's Florida Information Resource Network. So for 3 years, I serviced Northeast Florida teachers and administrators how to access the Internet and also how to use browsers to get information from the Internet, how to do effective and efficient searches. And I also taught the curriculum aspects of how to teach youth how to use the Internet safely. Along with that, I had the privilege to present at different conferences here in Florida and in Georgia and Alabama, teaching about accessing the Internet, using the Internet as a productive tool. Also, with my business part of it as well, conducting workshops and presentations, it's just the fact that empowering people with the use of technology, to the use of the Internet, and just sharing information with them that they did not know at the time. I was a web developer also for several years, where I built and designed web pages. But at the time that I was doing that, I used HTML, hypertext markup language. So I didn't use any particular software like Dreamweaver or FrontPage. And excuse me, I'm still at work. So basically, that's a background of myself. I have a master's in educational technology, and basically, I've been in technology since the middle '80s.
Okay. Great. Now, when it comes to using social media, you said in terms of marketing, one of the things you said, you need to have a clear vision on how you're going to use social media. What do you mean by that, having a clear vision on how they want to use social media?
Well,
break it down.
As a business owner, you have to look at social media as another tool. And you can't look at it as a quick way to make money. Just like with any tool that you're using, you want to make sure it enhances what you're doing in the community. And you also have to look at your demographics, who you're marketing to. So because there are so many different types of social media that a lot of people are using, I'll just use the basics. For instance, if you're using Facebook, if you're using YouTube or Vimeo, or if you're using LinkedIn or Twitter, you have to look at those as tools and how effectively you're going to use that tool to market your business. So instead of just jumping on a social media site and just blasting to the world, hey, you know, I'm on Facebook, I need you, you know, to purchase my product, thinking you're going to make a lot of money, it doesn't work that way. Social media, the way it was designed, was for social interaction. So you have to build a relationship with potential clients. And from that relationship, they build trust in what you're doing, And you don't want them to just come to you one time to purchase your services. You want to look for them to repeat purchasing and repeat, you know, patronizing the business and also spreading positive information, word-of-mouth information about actually what you're doing. So the marketing aspect, you have to plan how you're going to use those social media tools in order to get the name out about yourself and your business and how effectively you can support and work with the client as well. So in a nutshell, does that basically...
Okay, when you talk about the different tools, I mean, it's interesting mm-hmm. you think of, you know, different social media tools. And again, I'm one of the ones that, like I said again, as I begin at the beginning of the show, one of the ones I've been using since 2007 is Blog Talk Radio, and I'm still
right.
learning how to use it as an effective way to build and grow my business. I just recently locked into LinkedIn, and that's how we was able to reconnect from, you know, a past relationship that we were involved in and was able to, you know, connect. And you said that, again, a lot of times, as, you know, people, they go to these things and they think they can just make a blast, like an email blast.
Right.
Or whatever, you think, developing a relationship. So when you say develop a relationship, talk to us about that. What are some of the things that people need to do in developing
okay.
that relationship that, you know,
right.
will help the person connect with them so that
mm-hmm.
they can ultimately get to the desired results?
Right. Well, anytime you are a business owner, the first thing you should have is a passion for your business. No one else besides yourself should know more about your business than you, because that's your business. It represents what you created, how you designed it. Your business represents you, who you are. So first you have to have a passion for what you're doing. So anytime someone asks you about your business, you should be able to explain to that person about your business, but also how your business can help them as well. Even if you're selling a product, you should put that product in a way that person feels that they cannot do without that product. In order to create that relationship, you have to understand what your client's needs are. So that way you can talk to that person, make that person feel comfortable, and make that person feel that your product is exactly what they've been looking for. Even if not at that particular moment, sometime in the future, they should be able to think, well, if you're selling, I'll use a universal example, if you're selling widgets, okay, you may not need a widget right now, but in some part in the future, you're going to need it. So the first thing that should pop in their mind is your business, because they know that that's what you provide. Even in some cases, maybe if you don't provide that widget, but you have a resource that you have access to for them to get that information, that can also pop into your mind, because you're developing a relationship not just to sell them something, but to provide them information. And one of the amazing things that Bill Gates often talks about is developing a relationship with the people that you're providing content to. So in my area as an educator and a blogger, when I blog about technology, when I blog about education, when I blog about social media, I'm providing information to my clients who are readers, and that information compels them to return and continue to read my blog and to get that information. So as a business owner, you know, you're talking to potential clients, and you want them to know that you're passionate about what you're doing, you're serious about what you're doing, that you're going to be there for the long term, and that they can count on you to be there also to help them. So, like I was saying, even if you don't sell widgets and you sell something else, you have a connection and you're able to network also with others, and that way you establish a good relationship for that potential client. And in turn, that client may also know someone else who might need your services. So if you take the time to develop a relationship with that person, one of their friends or their family members may need your service. So here's that referral and that networking aspect as well, sharing content, sharing information together. But once you create those relationships, it goes beyond just handing out a business card with a phone number, an email, or a website. That person should remember who you are after you make that first connect. So that's in a nutshell basically how you develop a relationship with a potential client or clients.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, we're going to take a station break here right here real quick and come back on the other side here in about 30 to 45 seconds and go through a couple more questions and then open up the phone lines for people that might have some questions out there to be able to call in. Hey, you're listening to Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're here to provide information to help people with home-based business opportunities. We thank you for your call. We thank you for being able to participate in our show. And as always, we say, hey, send us a text to 252-406-0774 to let us know how you feel about the shows that we have here. And also, if you have something that you might want to share and become a guest on one of our future shows. So, again, the text number is 252-406-0774 here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. And, hey, let me get back to Mr. Jackson. So we talked about these tools in terms of marketing, and then there's a concept that a lot of people, you know, are grappling with, this whole concept of calling branding or branding yourself or branding
right.
a service, and, you know, people like, you know, what does that mean? And then not only what does it mean, but then how do I apply it to what I'm doing? So if it's something that should meet, that's going to enable me to help my business grow,
okay.
How do I do it?
Okay. Yeah, that's one of the things now. When there's workshops going on, they have the branding and marketing aspect. And, you know, that confuses a lot of people because you're talking about, okay, market, so I market myself, but then how do I brand myself? So, you know, we can cover that. Because your brand is pretty good because you're on Blog Talk Radio, so you're talking about small business. So that's your brand, small business. So you market yourself through Blog Talk Radio, you know, do Twitter, do Facebook. But once you brand yourself and people identify you as some small business person that has a radio show online, then you know you put yourself out there really well.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Go ahead.
I'm here. Okay. You hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, in a nutshell, just how you actually market and brand yourself. So you have a strategy for Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. You know, when people brand themselves, you talked about is your brand unique or carbon copy? What do you mean by that as people focusing on this issue of this brand thing?
Well, when you're branding yourself, you want to make sure that you're unique, okay, and that people recognize your name. And let's say, for example, what's a good brand? Coca-Cola and Pepsi. You know, they're good brands because once you say Coke, you know, people's minds automatically go to, okay, you know, soda. So they already have that idea in their head what it is. And the interesting thing is a lot of people already have that idea of how it actually is going to taste. So that's a pretty good effective brand right there. The same with, other items, Sprite, potato chip, those type of things. You know, they're branded very well to that way. When particular words are said, that's their brand.
Next, what we want to do is take one. I'm going to do one more piece here, and then open up the line real quick. Is, you know, a lot of people go on Facebook, and 'cause that's where they usually start, and then they try to connect with other things. What would be your advice that's using Facebook for business purposes?
Using Facebook, I would be very, very cautious. And the reason for that is you have to look at how Facebook started out. Facebook is of itself its own brand, because Facebook, now the way it's set up, defines social media through people's interaction through using Facebook. So when you register and you can connect with people all over the world, actually Facebook, if it was a country, would be the second or third largest country in the world, because millions of people are connected. So that way you can share content, share any type of information. But people have to remember, particularly business people, that Facebook is built on a social media platform, not necessarily a business platform. So they have to be really cautious about the type of information they put out there about themselves, because, number one, as a business owner, your reputation precedes you. So any content you put online, that's going to initially define who you are and define your brand. So when people come across your site, you want to make sure that they understand that this is a business site, not a social networking site. Excuse me. The next thing is, when you put products online, you have to stand behind your product. That means you have to be able to take the good with the bad, but you always want to put your good foot forward. So if you have pictures, content with text, or any videos, you want to make sure they're done as professionally as possible. So once the public starts looking at your information, they're going to step beyond the social idea centered on Facebook more towards the professional information that's posted there. So even though you have a Facebook site, my suggestion is also to have a website, an actual website that people can go to make sure that they get product information. If you want to sell things online, to sell it from that actual website that you create. If there's additional networking information, to post that on that website. So people, when they do a search, they'll find you on Facebook, but you also want to make sure that they have a connection to an actual business website. And that's what a lot of businesses are doing. They're finding it really effective, because when people are doing searches on Facebook, they just may be doing a random search and come across your business. But business owners want to make sure they have all bases covered, like the social environment, but also the business networking environment as well. And even though we're talking about Twitter, business owners should understand, too, that even though you may be using LinkedIn and you may be using Twitter, all of those can be interconnected together. So in my case, for my business, JEDI, Jackson Educational Technology Instruction, what I do is I link my blogging site, which is My Quest to Teach, also to my Twitter site, and that also links to my Facebook site, also links to my LinkedIn site. So all that content is shared. So I make sure that I cover all bases, but I also want to make sure that the demographics that I cover are people or groups that are actually interested in the information that I'm providing.
Okay. Last point. So when you talk about Facebook, you know, like I said, a lot of people, they're trying to mix the social aspect with the business aspect, and then they have a business page and it's a social page. And because that was one of my concerns. I look at people and they telling me about they want to do business, and then they make a post. I went last night out to the club and hung out. And I need to get a cab home because I was tore up from the neck up. And then you said, well, what message does that send to people that you might be trying to, you know,
share your page in terms of
right. Right, and that's a very good point, because that's why I said initially that Facebook is a social media site for networking, but the social aspect is really put forth. So anybody you connect with and are friends with, their content can be posted on your site. So it's very embarrassing if you have a strictly business site, but your friends with individuals that are your friends, but you want to do, or that you have done business with, but they start posting inappropriate content on your site. And I'll give you a good example. My wife, she has a catering service, her and her sister, called Sister to Sister Catering. So their site is exclusively for catering here in Jacksonville. So anyone that they connect with on Facebook or even their blog site are serious only about their catering services. So there isn't the opportunity to post, like you were saying, people going out to the club or just casually doing things, taking pictures and posting content. They make sure the people that they're working with and marketing with are in the catering industry and that are also interested in having a caterer and have used their services. So you can use it as a good referral system, but you just have to be real careful of the content that they post. Another example is with a business networking entrepreneurial business that I'm associated called E3 Business Group. And it is a entrepreneurial think tank here in Jacksonville. And their Facebook page also has multiple friends, but they're all initially interested in entrepreneurship business. So the understanding is that even if you post inappropriate information on the Facebook page for E3, you are also posting it on your site, so your site also represents you as well. So you have to be very, very careful about the content that you allow on your site and that you put on other sites. So it's real important as a business owner, who you associate with sometimes defines who you are as well. And business owners have to understand that anything that you put on the internet is always there. It never goes away. It's there in some capacity, because once that information is posted on a server somewhere, that server is always backed up and people still have access to that older content and that older information that's there. So they have to be very, very careful when using social media sites like Tumblr, like Facebook, like Twitter, like even with Instagram, posting pictures, and also doing videos, YouTube videos or Vimeo videos, and associating with the content. Because people have to understand that all of these networking sites were initially for socialization, but they're migrating towards the business environment.
All right. Hey. We're about getting close to the end of time. We've got a caller out there. Take this one question and then get ready to wrap up. Caller, last four digits, 4426. You on Blog Talk Radio, Home Based Business 101. You have a question for Mr. Jackson? Hello, caller, 4426. You on the air?
Who did not shot? I do ask some answering questions the best I can. Yes.
Yes, sir. Can I be heard?
Oh,
yeah,
really
loud and clear. Clear.
Yes, sir. My question is this. Being new to social media myself, my question is, in a Wikipedia page, what is the importance or the non-importance of at least having a Wikipedia page in correlation to the larger picture when positioning yourself for the properly utilized social media?
Okay, Wikipedia is a real interesting tool, because Wikipedia, the content or information on Wikipedia can be changed. So it's not heavily reliable. You can create a Wikipedia page, but then you can also have certain individuals to change or modify that content. Once you create that content there, you have to make sure that it's accurate. So it's your responsibility to continuously research that information that you're putting out there and making sure it's accurate, even with your business. So if you're providing a service and someone's doing a search online for information about your service, you have to be very sure that what you're actually providing is associated with that Wikipedia information you have out there. And if there are any changes, you want to make sure it's accurate. But a lot of people are very hesitant in now using Wikipedia because some of the content isn't reliable.
All right, understood. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jackson.
You're welcome.
All right. Hey, we're running out of time here, and I really appreciate all the information that you shared with our listening audience. And I know there's another thing that you're involved in that really is, you know, a big concern to me, because me and my wife have a nonprofit and we work with you, and that's the whole cyber bullying piece. If you could talk a moment or two and share about that, and then we can schedule another time to do an exclusive show around you in the internet, cyberbullying, and the impact that it has in our community, especially since we have a generation now of young people that are growing up, you know, with all of this social media, internet, and everything that's going on, where, you know, for previous generations, that wasn't something that I had to deal with. My dealing with going to the recreation center, going to school, hanging out in the community. That, I didn't even, you know, cell phones didn't even exist. So texting, all of that. So cyberbullying, how serious is that?
It's serious to the point now where there are actual laws against cyberbullying, and it's serious enough where, personally, I've conducted this year alone 5 workshops with youth about cyberbullying, and also it's serious enough that children, teens, and young adults have actually committed suicide because of cyberbullying. So it's a very serious issue now. Like I said, kids have access to all this technology, but the unfortunate part is they're not being monitored using technology. And this also relates to, for the business owners that are listening, they have to be very careful, because people that are unhappy with a particular product or service from the business, they also get cyberbullied as well because of the words and the content and, you know, just very close to slanderous words that are being shared and relayed through the internet. So, yes, there's a definitely serious, you know, serious issue going on the internet.
Okay, hey, I really appreciate you being a guest on our show today. And, you know, hey, we'll look at another time to have you back on and, you know, do an exclusive show around the cyber screen and the youth piece. And I want to thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be a guest here on Home Based Business 101. And I wish you much success in your endeavors. And we'll be talking to you again real soon, and we'll get that cyberbullying show up.
Well, I appreciate it. And if anybody needs any additional information, they can go to my website, WilliamD.Jackson.com, and read some of my blogs on technology and education and also social media.
All right. Hey, people, we thank you for tuning in today to Home Based Business 101 with our special guest today we had here, Mr. William Jackson. And, hey, what can I say? Wow, he shared a wealth of information with us. And, you know, hey, clean up them Facebook pages if you want to use it for business. He just shared with us, you know, some very powerful stuff from that, and then learn how to step up and integrate to some of the other social media techniques. But definitely, there's a lot of stuff I see on people's Facebook pages. I don't think people will want to do business with you. So, you know, and thank you again for the information and the content, and we really, really appreciate it. And have a great, wonderful week.
All right. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. You're welcome.